Josh Boucher, the key gave at the Zix School.
Can you just talk us through some of the things you've done today?
Well, we arrived at the first school in Silmon Air after a 3-hour taxi journey, and it was a bit unbelievable that everyone in the school was out to greet us by raising the Kurdistan flag.
So I'm Joey's down at King of the Sixth School from Bury St Edmunds, and I'm in year 13. Just being at the school that we visited today was incredible. It's so different to our school. The presentation that they gave us, playing sport, volleyball, football with the students, meeting the students, their enthusiasm was just fantastic.
So you're allowed to try if you were under 18?
We can, but I'm not very good, so no. I'd crash.
There we are.
Okay, I'm Vesta Sirwan, and we're in Tui Melek High School in Soleimani, Iraq. And I guess it's March 28th, 2012. Well, the school is brilliant. It's actually the best school in the Soleimani. We have some exemplary schools in Soleimani, such as Rengin, Tui Melek, Halkout, and this is one of them. I love to be different than the other people. Other people in here, I don't know anything about the outside world, don't know anything about technology, don't know anything about, most of them don't speak English, and I'm not like that. I want to be, I want to make sure that I am with the outside world, like a teenage from Britain and America and stuff like that.
And how old are you?
17.
And how long have you been learning English?
Since the first series of Harry Potter came in. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I guess it was in 2001.
Yeah, something like that. And how did you use that to learn English?
I watched it lots of times, like 100 times. I memorized all the script, I know it, from Harry Potter, the first series till the seventh series.
So you seriously think that part of the reason your English is so good is because of the Harry Potter?
Yeah, I do focus on how they pronounce the things more than the vocabulary. I kind of memorize dictionary. Some words that I like, you know, just from the dictionary. And I try to, you know, keep up with the new informations in English. And I do talk to people through internet, like from Facebook and Twitter. And
so might you come and visit us in the UK?
I'm dying for it. I'm dreaming about it.
I think suddenly it dawned on us at the end of the day yesterday that we are the first school in the UK to bring youngsters out to Iraq. And it was a wonderful, uplifting, inspiring experience, as you can perhaps hear. But then something strange happened. In the afternoon, we were invited to go somewhere else, which was outside the school, right in the middle of Soleimani. And it was the Torture Museum, which has been retained for people to be reminded of what the Ba'ath Party in Saddam did to these Kurdish people. And we debated whether it was an appropriate thing to go to or not. And then we decided that actually, if we were really to understand the culture and the people and their history, then we had to also understand their traumas. And that's where we went in the afternoon. And we listened to some extraordinary stories, which we'd like to share with you next time.